from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Here you go, Matt. Here you go, Danny.
Afternoons on the Score.
So I apologize for being late. I was just upstairs with Reverend Jesse Jackson.
I mean, what vibes around this Bears team?
Tremendous.
Just Nick Saban one day, Jesse Jackson the next.
Uh-huh. Where, guys, I'm sorry I was late to the meeting. I was downstairs having coffee with former German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Oh, sorry, wow. Why was she in town?
Is she former?
I believe so. She current still?
Who got her?
I don't think she got got.
Yeah, former chancellor. Yeah. She retired.
Yeah, she retired. Come on, man.
2021.
Think I'm not up on my German chancellors? As fearful as I am of a unified Germany?
Damn, she retired at the age the majority of U.S. politicians start.
I know.
70.
Right. She just like had a good run of reasonable leadership and then retired to enjoy her latter years.
She should come here. She should come here and run one over here. Tanny, why were you late to the meeting?
Merkel 2032.
Who were you hanging out with?
I actually wasn't late to the meeting. I was on time and the meeting started late.
These
guys were all late.
You were right
there too, Speech.
I was there.
On time.
Yeah, no, we were late. We were upstairs with Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, thawing. We were actually doing some thon work.
Oh, you did some thon work
with Rudy G.
Gotcha.
Just caught him with a stripper.
That was what it was. That was what it was.
I love Chris Christie. My favorite part of Borat. Fun fact about Jesse Jackson, if I may.
There aren't any.
Well, no, I got one.
He's got the one.
Tributosaurus was once playing a gig at Navy Pier's Grand Ballroom, and we were on stage for the NATO summit that was here in Chicago. And 99 Luftballons was what we were playing because they wanted some 80s tunes. So our singer Ingrid was up there and 99 Luftballons was going in. And Jesse Jackson walked in and was digging it like hardcore, like standing there vibing, shaking his entire body. It was like, all right, Jesse loves either Ingrid or 99 Luftballons. We're not exactly sure which.
Is that a band or the song 99 Red Balloons?
99 said Luftballons. It's the song by
the Ramones, right?
Nope.
And I love the song.
Yeah.
I do. It's got a great beat, and it's a lot of fun. I like the way they sing it.
It was a German pop song in the 80s that a lot of people will know. So I decided
by
to
Nina.
Go. Yeah, Nina.
Okay.
99 Red Balloons. Jesse Jackson, big fan. Just wanted to
No, it's a good fact.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Worked with Dr. King, fan of that song. I don't know.
Side by side.
It's tough to know.
Mm-hmm. Coffee with Matt Eberflus.
Coffee with Matt Eberflus. What do you think is the most interesting thing on the song?
There it is.
Dude, Jesse. Not this part yet. Because like it was,
take your time.
Sorry for not dreaming into the exact part that the great reverend was vibing.
Jeez, Tanny.
Wanna have coffee with Eberflus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as
it's getting
song.
There. It's getting there.
99 Red Balloons go bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow.
This is it.
Yeah.
Jesse was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd be with him, dude. This is a banger.
Hell yeah.
The Ramones version is better, by the way. So is the ska version by Goldfinger, all better than the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse vibing hard in the Navy Pier Grand Ballroom. That's right, man. I think
I'm really impressed with this name drop by you. This is very, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I'm not dropping names. It's just my life.
It's just your life.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I apologize for being late. I was just upstairs with Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Hey, speaking of Germans, Flula just texted me.
Yeah!
No way!
Hey. Young guys, you have thoughts?
Is he worried about Team USA basketball?
He apologizes for missing his Olympic hit last week. Missing the text about the Olympic hit last week.
Okay.
This is perfect.
He'll be on next week.
My God.
All right.
And also, Jay Zawoski thought he saw him in Chinatown today. So I texted him, hey, are you in Chinatown? And he said, I very much wish I was enjoying Chicago-style hot dogs and old styles in your city. But I am not.
Oh, wow.
We have more German touchstones to talk about with Flula now. We've got Nina and 99 Luftballons. We've got the German basketball team. And we've got my coffee with Angela Merkel as well to discuss.
I love this show's stupidity that Jay Zawoski thought he had a Flula sighting in the wild, and that led you to actually text him. And he's like, no, I'm not there. Okay, well, next time. Do you want to take a call real quick since I asked for him and I don't want to upset Shane?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Sure.
Ty is in Waukegan, and he's on the score. What up, Ty?
Hello, Ty.
Hey, guys. Well, real quick, I just wanted to say I'm a big – I listen all the time, huge fan, and I'm all in on the Bears. Well, first, I'm all off on the White Sox. I just blacked out my White Sox tattoo on my hand and changed it to a 15 and an 18. So I'm all in for Rome and Caleb and the Bears. And the feeling that I've just had for so many years being a Bears fan of just misery and disappointment – I just feel peace and excitement, and I'm looking forward to it.
Dude!
Thanks for taking my call.
That's what I'm saying. It's almost spiritual. It is. Yeah. And that's right? And that's where I was after Hard Knocks. And I know it's manicured good vibes PRTV, but it just, I mean, shoot it into my veins. I needed it, and it's like just increased the positivity. A texter said,
I want to see that tattoo. Hold on a second. He had a White Sox tattoo that he has converted to a 15 and an 18 for Rome's number and Caleb's number.
Wow.
I want to sit there for a second.
Okay,
That takes a tremendous amount of artistry, and I don't know. I mean, Shane has the AL Central championship tattoo that they never won for the White Sox. I don't know what he could possibly convert that into.
Just the next year that he thinks they're going to win.
Yeah, 2042. Mm. Yeah, but the idea of the other people just like, I'm done with the White Sox. Here's my proof. The tattoo is gone. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on Caleb and Rome there, though. I guess
to live up to the tattoo.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess not really if you're just replacing a White Sox tattoo.
And he can just change it again if anything goes wrong.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
I mean, it'll just get bigger and bigger.
All right, so he's feeling your vibes.
Yeah, and a texter had said, I like the Bears so much more after that episode of Hard Knocks. I don't know why George ever stood in the way. I mean, we knew it was stupid for them to be standing in the way.
Well, a show like that, yes, because it is so carefully, you know, curated and all of that. But this is also objectively the best the Bears have been on the field in, I mean, I know they had a 12-win season in 2018, but that was an out-of-nowhere thing. What do you think? Like 2012? Since you really felt this good about the collection of talent on the Bears, you probably got to go back more than a decade.
I think you're right.
Especially on the offensive side of the ball.
And you also, you feel pretty darn good about the fact that they have, let's see, great new facilities up there that Ryan Pace helped build. So we're, what, 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
A GM you really respect who's on the come and has a really good track record so far.
And is pulling off or in the midst of still cashing in on one of the great NFL trades ever. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
I feel like every single day on social media, I see some NFL aggregator account be like, oh my God, can you believe that the Panthers got Bryce Young and these are all the things that the Bears got for that? You know, so Ryan Poles is very respected right now across the league.
Yeah. And even though, you know, people have their issues with Kevin Warren, they have a team president. They have a team president who's playing the political game, to a certain degree, obviously. And it's also just, it's not Ted Phillips walking around there, man. It's not that. Like,
well, it's not uniformly negative on Kevin Warren at all. Some of us find it to be pretty phony and transparent, but others are like, hey, this guy's credible with a good resume, excellent speaker, and they're excited about the stadium.
And you point higher than Ryan Poles, you get to that guy. You used to point higher than the GM, and you'd get to a weird, dysfunctional McCaskey family that you did not trust. And you still get there, maybe, but you didn't get there in episode one. I don't know how much you're even going to get
there. Yeah, and I wasn't surprised. I knew that Kevin Warren was going to be all over this show. And so he's in episode one in the room where he's going over the contract for DJ Moore. Does he need to be there for that? No, he doesn't. That's Ryan Poles and his capologist person. Like, you know, that he doesn't need to be in that room.
He's inserting himself into that room.
But But having said all of that, he's going to do something way cringier, so I'm not even going to be very critical of it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just, okay, we're giving out the largest contract in Bears history, and the president is going to ask some questions about the contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, that's a 1.5 or 2 out of 10 on my Kevin Warren inserts himself unnecessarily into a scene scale.
By the way, earlier in transition, I referred to the new material from just the night before, and I talked about the game. That's not what the new material was. The new material was Jonathan Owens watching his wife on the balance beam. And the floor exercise.
Yeah.
Because that was new. That was literally the night before. That was Monday night on Olympics primetime.
Well,
it happened Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon,
yeah.
In Paris.
So that was one day removed to end up in the Tuesday episodic TV show.
Yep.
So that was an interesting thing in terms of the timeline.
Still plenty of time, though. I mean, that's... Yeah. 30 hours to turn that around.
30 hours, and it was just that portion at the end of the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty easy.
And they were filming him watching it. But I thought even that stuff, man, because like Jonathan Owens made news in a bad way a few months ago by being a podcast guest, and like a lot of people turned on him thinking that he was talking about Simone in a disrespectful way. I thought even that stuff was like a guy lovingly supporting his wife, doing like having the scorecard in the stands in Paris with her parents. Is he like, oh, I'm thinking that this is where the judges are going to go as he's keeping score along. Like, even that stuff was lovely.
It was. It's
wholesome.
It was wholesome. Yeah. It was all lovely. Yeah. It's PR. It was nice. And it followed the formula. It hit the notes. And, yeah, they're going to – it's not really – even though you
– From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Loved it as much as you did, and I'm pretty hyped for it as well. It's not really for us. It's for the masses. It's for more casual fans. It's to get people hyped for football. It's not really for us.
That was my argument on the trailer.
I know.
I understand what you're saying, but I think what I'm saying is like the TV show. I think is also for us. No, I definitely think it is. It's. We get to go next level. We get to go next level with this stuff.
Sure.
You know, we've known about the glow up for months. And to find out that it was all his wife, it was 100% his wife, and the Ryan Reynolds is the comp for Matt Eberflus, like that is for us to take it to a different level.
Kevin is in Miami. He's on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. What up, Kevin?
What's up, guys? So I thought the first episode was really hard to watch, and it gave me a lot of concern for our team this year and into the future. So
really?
Even with all the talent, the management, it's incredible. But this is why we're still screwed. We learned a lot about Matt Eberflus. Did you guys know he got a new haircut 15 months ago? You know, I'm so sick of hearing about this haircut. Guys, you see your buddy with a haircut, you tell him it looks nice, you move on. He's a nice person, but he's mundane. He's very coachy. He's a coach in training. But what really gives me concern is we had an 8-23 record, 2-9 versus the division. Not entirely his fault, but here it is what is his fault. He is terrible at game management. He's blown multiple double-digit leads while still winning the turnover battle. That's historically bad.
What does that have to do with the show?
It's hard to watch because we're just kind of sitting around with all this great talent. And I still see this guy that was the head of the pyramid that we replaced the OC, QB, defensive coordinator, and he's still there, and we're talking about his haircut.
Okay. All right. So you came in with your thoughts. I don't know how that. I guess the show. So for you, it hammered home the fact that that Eberflus is here for reasons you don't agree with. Essentially,
I just it sucks because it's going to throw a wrench in our long term and short term because we're eventually going to have to get rid of this guy and Caleb is going to get into that swing of new offensive coordinators, new coach. But at least Eberflus has a nice little fade. It looks really great. So it's kind of hard to watch all that.
Devin, I don't know if you saw the show. He looks like Ryan Reynolds. Thank you for the call.
Well, I think those opinions are things you had well before the show and will exist for a good long time. And I hope you enjoy your cynicism, sir. Yeah, you can enjoy that. I think it's entirely plausible and possible that this thing works out with Caleb because he's great. And because yes. He and Shane Waldron they make lovely music together.
Well,
and then Kerry Joseph steps up if Shane Waldron gets popped up, you know, scooped up or whatever. Or like Justin Herbert, as mentioned a million times, he's really good with a bunch of different coordinators over the course of a few years if he happens to be really good.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna waste my time freaking out about that issue. But well, Kevin is more than welcome to.
It's funny because I agree with his premise. I have said I would have fired Eberflus to hire Ben Johnson or the best offensive coach that you could have to align head coach and quarterback.
Yes.
Because it just removes one layer of an offensive coordinator leaves, turmoil, turnover, or even a head coach leaving if you underachieve this year. Like, Caleb ain't going anywhere. Ryan Poles isn't going anywhere. Matt Eberflus is the most likely person to be a fall guy if this thing underperforms. Mm-hmm. And that is we've seen it happen before. We saw it happen with Matt Nagy, with Justin Fields. We've seen it happen with Mitch Trubisky and John Fox. Like,
sure.
We've just seen it happen before. So I would have started their clocks at the same time.
I totally,
me personally.
I totally understand that. And I share the high-end ceiling. Dream ideal is that you have Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, or you have Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre, you have Bill Walsh and Joe Montana, you have your offensive guru and your quarterback lined up and they grow together and you have a decade of that, of course. But I also really believe that a football coach is about more than the quarterback, that a football team is about more than the quarterback. And if the quarterback's great, then D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud ought to be able to make very beautiful music for quite a long time as a defensive coach and a quarterback.
Yes.
And there's no reason that Matt Eberflus and Caleb Williams can't be that.
That is absolutely what Ryan Poles is betting a significant amount of his capital on. I think it's crazy to suggest that Matt Eberflus could be the first head coach fired. There's no way that happens. Bears have never fired a coach in season, and if they were going to fire him at the first sign of turbulence, they would have done it to align him up with Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Ryan Poles clearly, genuinely believes in Matt Eberflus.
Yes, he does.
So if we trust him on Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and DeAndre Swift and Montez Sweat and contracts for Sweat and Jalen and the Brisker pick and the Tyreek pick, there should be some level of goodwill that buys in the fact that he didn't fire Eberflus when it was a pretty easy case to make to fire the guy. Couple of coaches fired in scandal. You got the number one pick. You're going to draft a quarterback, put them on the same timeline together, go hire the best offensive coach possible.
Yeah.
Pretty easy case to make. He didn't make it.
No, he didn't make it because he does like him, does believe in him, and he's got a team full of guys who have played hard for him.
Yeah,
you know?
So he I don't see a scenario that exists where Eberflus is fired in season. Like, I think that is a virtual impossibility. After the season, if this thing is like a 6-11 disaster,
yeah. I could see that possibility, but I think I am clearly I've carved out a lane. I am living there. I am the most enthusiastic of anybody on this air staff.
Yeah, we know.
No,
we know.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, enthusiasm. We're gonna get to see it, man. We're gonna get to see Caleb
on Saturday
against the starters. For the Buffalo Bills. And you know me, I'm risk averse when it comes to playing these guys in the preseason, but you got to do it with this guy. You're going to need reps at some point. I personally would do it as little as possible and just work him through the mechanics of calling plays, getting out, quick passes, handoffs, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like I still would be very conservative with what I would expose him to, but I can't wait. You know me, I hate preseason football. I cannot wait. Yeah. It genuinely feels like the beginning of something because that isn't curated. You know, they might script plays or whatever, and they're not really game planning for the other team, but it is. Caleb Williams is going to play football for the Chicago Bears on Saturday.
Yeah, he is.
That whatever version of it it is very, very, very exciting.
We get a chance to look at how he functions with the offense. Hopefully, procedurally, they're okay. We'll get a chance to watch the body language and watch him relating to the teammates. And we'll see some throws. We'll see some throws, as simple as they might be. And maybe there's going to be one play. It's going to be one play where he extends,
maybe.
He's outside the pocket, and he makes a throw, and you're like, oh, my God, did you see?
You think we can do an hour on that one play on Monday? I think we can do it.
I've heard us before.
Yeah, we could do it.
We could do that.
It's anyone who could do it. It's
Amen.
Us.
I'm remembering the show where Justin Fields said it was starting to slow down for him in preseason.
What a show that was.
We just got a really good Howie functions from Speaks. Our guy Howie.
Yeah.
Can't avoid parties.
I bet.
Always at a party. Damn. I've got to go to that function.
Howie functions.
Oh, Howie's here again, guys.
Man. Hey, guys.
This guy never stops.
He goes to every charity ball in any downtown hotel.
Howie
functions is there. It absolutely
it's
does.
A good event planning name.
It's a bar mitzvah Howie on the functions. North Shore.
Danny and I caught it right away, and then I was like, oh, man, too serious of a topic for me to jump in right now.
Good job waiting.
Never.
I saw our friend Jay Zawoski, the aforementioned, tweeted earlier that his girl, Erin Watershow, had finally come here to the lakefront. It's time for Erin Watershow.
She's one noisy. Trick pony. One trick pony.
Always surprising when she shows up, though. I never know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You guys thought we were getting bombed this morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
I always forget.
Yeah.
Always forget. Yeah.
Oh, I hope it's water show weekend.
Yep.
Hey, what did you say about Team USA, by the way? Is that something about like them being really good?
Best basketball team ever assembled. Better than Dream Team.
Better than Dream Team. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're down 13 after three quarters.
Yeah. To Jokic.
To Serbia. Yeah. Jokic and Bogdanovic
and
all those guys.
Well, it's still possible that the two statements are not in complete conflict.
How's that exactly?
I'll come up with that argument over the course of this break.
That's why the Lord invented these breaks.
It's Parks and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.